highlight the nutritional advantages of eggs and their crucial role in providing sustenance. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition. I just love listening to that song, The Autumn Wind. We're finally going to get a really nice cold front in here tomorrow afternoon, evening, and we're going to have that beautiful fall weather for the next several days. But let's start off the show here live at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with Gary Smith with The Advocate. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so let me ask you before we get to the Saints. We had, you know, this thing with Tulane. Troy Dannon leaves to go to Washington as the athletic director, and he made some comments that some of the Tulane brass were not too happy about, some of the fans as well. But I don't think it was totally unexpected that he was looking to move on. And he goes to a program that's had a lot of success in multiple sports. They have a very good football team. We got a tough game against Oregon this weekend. But what are your thoughts on how this all this thing went down?
Yeah, well, I don't think too many people were upset at him leaving. I mean, obviously, Washington is a better job. It's a power four now job. It was just the comments he made were not very clear. I mean, there was no reason for him to make those comments, and now he's burned his bridges in New Orleans. The people that liked him before don't like him anymore. But ultimately, it doesn't really matter. They're just comments. But I don't think anybody had any issue with him obviously leaving for Washington. It was just there was no reason to make those comments, whether he perceives them as true or not. They're just not something that somebody would normally say. Tulane was his springboard to get this job that he wanted, so there was no reason to say what he said. But it's ultimately not a big deal.
Yeah, and the bigger picture to me is and you might disagree with me, but if Tulane is going to be a successful program and not just a 1 year, every once in a while they do 1 year, I don't think it looks good that regardless of how talented you might think he is or not, that coaches and general managers leave, athletic directors, leave Tulane for better jobs. And I just feel like if Tulane's going to say we're among the elite, they've got to get in one of the power conferences, and they this has to stop happening. Every time a coach or athletic director does well at Tulane, he moves on. And so I think that's the bigger issue than Troy Dannon leaving.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just the reality of the situation right now. That's pretty much always been true. Down the road, yes, it is pretty imperative for Tulane to get probably into the ACC. That would be the best fit for Tulane, but Tulane isn't there yet. Tulane had one huge successful football season. They look like they're on the verge of maybe having another one this year. They certainly got the right coach in place in Willie Fritz, but that's just the reality right now. And that's always been true in Tulane's history.
Well, I'm just wondering if Troy Dannon and Willie Fritz had a conversation at the end of last year, And because Willie Fritz stayed, I know Willie Fritz is a good guy, loyal to his program, but I wonder if Troy Denon said, look, you know, I'm going to be here, so I'd like you to still be here. I'm just wondering if they, I guess we'll never know the answer to that question.
I mean, well, he had basically been trying to leave Tulane since a couple of years after he got the job. He was a finalist at Oklahoma State a few years ago, so he was always looking to leave. The difference was he didn't have anything on his resume that made him anybody's number one choice until Tulane finished in the top 10 and won the Cotton Bowl last year. But I don't think this was a big surprise to anyone that he left. He'd been trying to leave for about 3 years now. And look, he'd been at Tulane for 8 years. It's not like he stayed for a couple of years and then took off.
Yeah, I got you on that. Hey, so, and let's move on to the Saints game. They're a 1.5-point favorite over the Texans. C.J. Stroud's been very good so far this year. He's thrown for 7 touchdowns, no interceptions for, it looks like, over 1,400 yards. And he's been, maybe, I guess, the best rookie quarterback so far. And so, and his numbers are better than Derek Carr's, obviously. Yeah. Where do you see this game? Because, again, like last week we were like, I forgot how bad the Patriots are, but Houston's not nearly as bad. So this, to me, seems like it should be a close football game Sunday.
Yeah, this is another pivotal game, just like the Tennessee game was in week one. The Saints need to win it. And, it's two pretty equal teams. C.J. Stroud has been clearly the best rookie quarterback. Houston's not great by any stretch of the imagination, but he's played well. I believe he has not thrown an interception yet this year. The Saints are going to have to execute well. The offense is going to have to play at a higher level than it did until last week. Certainly having Alvin Kamara back, getting in the flow, I really liked what I saw from him in that game, even though he didn't put up huge numbers. He looked fresh and healthy, which he really hasn't been for a couple of years for the Saints for very much. The Saints are going to have to just play a good game. If they don't, they'll probably lose. If they play a good game, they'll probably win. It's that simple.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these numbers, like the turnover ratio. The Saints are finally, because they've had a couple of years, they've really struggled.
Yep.
Turnover margin, they're +3, but Houston's +6. The red zone, Saints are 44%, which is 26. And so neither team's got very good red zone offense. They're better red zone defensively, and they're relatively close on time of possession. It seems like the Saints have the better defense. Houston's got the better offense, if you just kind of generalize there.
Sure.
So like you said, it comes down to maybe quarterback play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whose quarterback plays the best maybe wins the football game.
Yeah, and Derek Carr has to be better than he has been for most of the year. Obviously, the shoulder injury, I think, affected him. He should not have played 2 weeks ago. He certainly played better on Sunday. He's got to execute well. They brought him in to be a better quarterback than what they'd had, and to this point he has not been, but still plenty of season left, and this is his time to get it done.
Yeah, and I'm looking at also penalties. The Saints are second to last in the league in penalty yards at 65. So that's been a concern as well as discipline. And we'll see. What about in terms of health-wise? It looks like the Saints are fairly healthy going into this game. Sonny, they have some players questionable, but do you expect everybody to be ready to go, or do you think somebody's going to miss this game Sunday?
Yeah, hard to say. They're not going to be missing guys that are going to cost them to lose the game if they're out. It's just a matter – we mentioned Derek Carr. The offensive line has to play well. Trevor Penning has played better in pass protection in the last couple of games after being awful. He's still struggling in run blocking. But I don't think injuries are going to be the reason that the Saints win or lose this game going into it. They're healthy enough.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. And like I said, the Saints are 3-2. They're tied with Atlanta 3-2 in one game or half a game behind Tampa Bay. So even though it's a non-conference game, it's still the Saints need to keep close to Tampa and Atlanta going, you know, even though it's early in the season. Do you think the Saints will try to run the ball more on Sunday, or you think they're going to pretty much do what they've been doing? Or because if you look at Houston defensively, they're giving up 112 yards a game rushing, which is not a terrible number. But, I mean, I guess the Saints, Kamara will have another game behind them. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, they committed. Kamara had quite a few carries in the last game. I think the Saints, you know, they're not going to ground and pound. That's not what NFL teams do. But I do think they'll make a commitment to the running game and at least try to be balanced on offense. It worked fairly well on Sunday, and I see them using the same approach this time. Kamara wiped the rust off in that game. I think you'll see if they give him the ball as many times as he got it on Sunday, I think you'll see a couple more bigger runs from him than you saw in his first game back.
All right, we'll see how that goes. Hey, Gary, thanks. Always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, thank you. That was Gary Smith. That was interesting thoughts about, you know, we have the Tulane issue with Troy Dannon leaving, and I agree with Gary. I think he always wanted to move on. But I still believe that if Tulane's going to establish themselves as a legitimate program, they have to have more than one season of success. And not only that, they can't be a school that loses coaches and athletic directors as anytime a better job comes up. I mean, it's just like, you know, you don't want to be, you want people to want to come to your school and work at your school. You don't want them to use as a stepping stone. They've one or two good years, suddenly they're already looking to move along. And I don't think Dannon stayed the years he stayed was because he couldn't get another job. I think he was looking, as Gary said, a couple of years back as well. So that's where my thoughts would be with Tulane, that they've got to be able to keep their coaches and athletic directors, although Willie Fritz is staying. He could have gone to Georgia Tech last year. And I'm just wondering what Troy Dannon told him, because he stayed. And Troy Dannon finally, when he got the opportunity, he got a great job. Washington is a premier program. They got a big game play. They got to play Oregon tomorrow in a top 10 matchup. And the spread is 3. It's at Washington. Washington's a 3-point favorite in that game. So we'll see how that goes. A lot of great football this weekend, of course, with the with college and pro. We'll be here all the way till 6 p.m. here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Mentory meets Kenner. They're open 9 to 9 every day, but Sunday we'll be here till 6 o'clock, and then we'll be back on Monday to give our analysis, post-game analysis of the Saints and the Texans, which is Sunday afternoon in Houston at Reliance Stadium. And then also we'll be on tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 at the Silver Slipper in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, on the beautiful Gulf Coast of Mississippi, as we break down LSU versus Auburn. LSU's a big favorite in that game. That will take place 6 p.m. on Saturday night. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the show. We're live here, like I said, till 6 p.m. at Premier Nissan, where Metairie meets Kenner, 6636 Veterans Boulevard here in Metairie, talking Saints football, Saints versus Texans, coming up Sunday at noon in Houston. Big game. The Saints are 3-2, Houston's 2-3, and the Saints are 1.5-point favorite in that game. We'll be back with more of the show live right after these messages.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff O'Stone,
he's a man of integrity.
Jeff O'Stone,
want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall.
He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
I'm Dan Mill, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org. I'm Dan Mill, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
Premier Neesel on WGSO Radio, Mitch Gibbs here, talking Saints football, talking the Saints versus Texans. So we have Aaron Wilson on with us now. He's a Texans reporter for KPRC, which is Channel 2 NBC affiliate in Houston. So, Aaron, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing great, man. So, hey, just had another guest on talking about the game. The Saints are 1.5-point favorite. C.J. Stroud's been excelled so far, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, thrown for over 1,400 yards. What are your thoughts on what are the keys to the game, you think, this Sunday?
I think when you look about the keys, I mean, the way that the Falcons kind of contain CJ with some different coverage schemes, I think that's something that could be a blueprint. They did double coverage on Nico Collins. They ran a 6-1 alignment. They ran quarters. They had 2-shell. And I thought it was effective. He did have 1 touchdown pass where he changed the play, audibles, in the 2-minute drill. But for the most part, CJ was contained. I think for the Texans, they've got to find a way to beat press coverage. Saints are very good at that. And then on the other side of the football, they take a lot of deep shots. With Chris Olave, they can, you know, definitely with Derek Carr, you have an experienced good quarterback. And yeah, I think it's going to be a challenging game for the Texans and probably a close football game, kind of like last week's game against Atlanta.
I mean, C.J. Stroud faced Pittsburgh and did well. He beat Jacksonville. Those were 2 good wins. And, Pittsburgh's got a pretty good defense. The Saints have one of the best defenses, if you look at the numbers, giving up 289 yards a game, 91.6 yards rushing. So what do you think, Houston, if you're kind of scheming for the Saints defensively, where do you think you can attack the Saints? They seem like they're relatively healthy in the secondary. I mean, they had some issues like a couple of weeks ago with a couple of guys missing games. But with the Saints prime almost at full strength defensively, where do you think Houston's going to try to attack them?
Well, it's hard to run the football on them. They haven't been very good at running the ball this year either. So I think they will try to throw underneath. I don't think they're going to try as many deep throws. I don't think that's really the recipe against the Saints of fast defense. I think they'll try to work the middle of the field some with Dalton Schultz. He's been building his connection with him. Last week, he targeted him 10 times for 7 catches, 5 yards, and a touchdown. I look at other things they may try to do. They have attempted to adapt the running game a little bit to Damian Pierce's more straightforward power running style. So look for them to possibly attempt to revive the run. It's been pretty bad so far, but I could see them giving it another shot and attempting to run the football.
Yeah, I mean, they're running. They've got 82 yards a game rushing, which isn't great. The Saints are only at 97. And so we look at some, and the turnover ratio has been good for Houston. They're plus six. The Saints are plus three, because the Saints have struggled the last couple of years with a turnover margin. So both teams have done a good job in terms of not turning the ball over and creating turnovers. So that's a positive. Do you think Houston gets any bump from being at home in this game, or you think it's not?
I mean, they have a little bit of a home, crowd. They showed up, of course, for the Steelers game, for J.J. Watt's induction into the Ring of Honor, but they still, in recent years, and including the Steelers game, see a lot of opponent jerseys. You see, I'm sure for the Saints game, it's such a short trip. A lot of Saints fans will probably travel well. Some people will take over the stadium, but yeah, they haven't really built a true home field advantage just yet.
Yeah, so we'll look at red zone offensively. Neither team's done that great. The Saints are 44%, which is 26th. Houston's 35%, which is 29. And third down offensively, the Saints are 37%. But Houston's been good on third down. They're 45%, seventh in the NFL. But, I mean, are people surprised that C.J. Stroud has played this? I thought he was the best of the top pick quarterbacks. I figured he was the safest pick. But what are your thoughts on that? Are the Houston fans thinking that we've got a franchise quarterback here now?
Well, yeah, they do believe he's a franchise quarterback and that he's going to be a top five quarterback. That's the opinion of many, and people, not including just the fans and people in Houston. You think about how advanced he is and how he sees the game and the ability to change plays on the fly, his accuracy and discipline in avoiding interceptions. He's pretty complete. He can also run a little bit when he wants to. Mostly he runs to buy time to throw, but not to keep it. I look at him in terms of surprise, and he played very well in the practices in the off season, but he was still having trouble protecting the football against their defense. So that's something that I think he's more of a gamer. And if anything, it kind of that surprised me, but he's more advanced. Even though I saw how talented he was, he's just in games, it's even better. It's different the way that he performs.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Hey, I'll let you out on this question. If you had to predict the game, I don't know you guys like to do that. I said before the season with the Saints, I said there's so many games that are so 50-50, could go either way. How do you see this game if you had to make a prediction on it?
I would say the Saints have an edge, and it wouldn't surprise me if they win a close game.
So, and the spread's 1.5, so that Vegas margin probably right. What do you think about scoring-wise? Do you think it's going to be a high-scoring game, or do you think it's going to be more of a defensive battle between these two teams?
I think more of a defensive battle based on the schemes, the talent of defenses. I'm not expecting a very high-scoring game.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Aaron, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining me on the show
today. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. That was Aaron Wilson, the Texans reporter for the Channel 2, the NBC affiliate in Houston, and we'll take a break. We'll be back with the second half of the show live here at Premier Nissan right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Doranac's.
you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
As a financial planner for New York Life, Amanda Saldana helps her clients with a variety of products to meet their insurance and financial needs, including college funding, retirement, managing costs, and lifetime income strategies. Please feel free to contact Amanda to fully realize your financial potential. They have two locations in the Entergy Building in New Orleans on Loyola and on the North Shore in Mandeville. Amanda can be reached at 985-662-2656 or at asaldana01@ft.com.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise has ended his campaign to replace the ousted Kevin McCarthy as the next U.S. Speaker of the House.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise's efforts to reach the 217-vote threshold fell short on Thursday. Scalise received the support of the House Republican nomination on Wednesday, but at least 17 said they would not vote for him. In a meeting, Scalise says the conference has to come together, and it is not there.
We have to have everybody put their agendas on the side and focus on what this country needs.
Scalise urged his colleagues to do what's right for the country.
This House of Representatives needs a speaker, and we need to open up the House again.
I'm Tico Fox.
Louisiana voters will choose a new governor Saturday. There are also some hotly contested legislative seats up for grabs. ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says we already know Republicans will have a strong majority in both chambers.
This election doesn't look to change the balance of power in the legislature, which is likely to be very strongly Republican, perhaps a two-thirds margin in both House and Senate.
LRN.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin. Election Day is this Saturday, October 14th, and everyone has something on their ballot. So make sure to download the free, award-winning GoVote mobile app. Find your polling place, sign up for electronic notifications, and view your sample ballot. As a reminder, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday. For more information and to find out how we keep our elections safe and secure, visit geauxvote.com. Get ready and go vote, Louisiana.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster. He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here live at Premier Nissan. We'll be here till 6 p.m. talking the Saints versus the Texans. I want to thank my first two guests, Gary Smith with The Advocate, and of course Aaron Wilson, who's a Texans reporter with Channel 2 and the NBC affiliate in Houston, talking about the Saints, a 1.5-point favorite against the Texans in Houston this Sunday afternoon. The Saints are 3-2, 2-1 in their division, and on the road. The Saints are 2-1 on the road, and the Texans are 1-1 at home. The Saints have beaten New England last week, which was one of the worst teams I've seen, and Bill Belichick should be embarrassed about that performance. And then they won also at Carolina. So the Saints, you try to be optimistic about it. There's a long way to go in the season. It's a very winnable division. But the Saints' two victories on the road have been against two of the worst teams in the league. And this is a little bit better football team they're playing today in the Texans, mainly because C.J. Stroud, who they drafted out of Ohio State, has been the best rookie quarterback so far this season. 114 completions from 186 passing attempts, 1,461 yards, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. Derek Carr's 98 for 150 for 946 yards, and he's thrown for 4 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Kamara's got 33 carries for 131 yards, 1 touchdown. And then Olave, who's probably been the best player offensively for the Saints, 25 receptions for 318 yards, only 1 touchdown, but he's made some great catches. Struggled a little bit against Tampa Bay last week. I don't think that was really his fault. Derek Carr was not 100%. The Saints did not look good offensively in that game. Pierce is their back, 84 for 247, 1 touchdown. Nico Collins, their best wide receiver, 25 receptions, 467 yards and 3 TDs. So I think Houston's going to challenge the Saints secondary. They throw the ball better than they run because, like we said, they're only averaging 82 yards a game rushing. The Saints are at 97. Total yards, the Saints are 310. Houston is 376. But defensively, the Saints have the better defense, 289 versus 346. And they're only giving up 91 yards a game rushing. And Houston's at 112.4. And they've got good wins over Pittsburgh and Jacksonville, does Houston. And like I said, they are 1-1 at home. The turnover ratio, Saints are +3. The Texans are +6. And talking about the red zone numbers, offensively, neither team doing very well in the red zone inside the 20, scoring touchdowns. The Saints are at 44%, which is 26 out of 32 teams. Houston's even worse, 35%. That's 29 out of 32. Third down offensively, the Saints are 37%. That's 22nd. In the league. The Saints' numbers are not good offensively, and those have to improve, I think, even to win the division, because Tampa Bay is better than we expected. I think Atlanta's a team to still beat. They're 3-2. And then Houston is much better on third down, 45%. They're 7. Houston's got the better offense. They don't run the ball great, but not that much worse than the Saints. Time of possession is the Saints are at 31-27. That's 10th. In the NFL, and Houston is 29-48, that's 17th. And then the red zone defensively, the Saints are in the top 10. They're 46%, number 7. Houston is one of the worst. They're 59%, that's 21. So that's somewhere we can attack Houston. The Saints have not been great in the red zone offensively. Houston's not great defensively in the red zone. Third down defensively, the Saints are number 3 in the NFL. So they're the third best team in stopping teams on third down, which is 31%. So that, again, red zone defense, very good. Third down defense, very good as well, even better. And that's why the Saints are 3-2. I mean, they have one of the better defenses in the NFL, and they might need that on Sunday because of how well C.J. Stroud's playing, Nico Collins as well. So And I think the Saints can cheat a little bit against the run because Houston doesn't run the ball very well. And maybe try to put some pressure on C.J. Stroud. I think that'll be important in the equation of winning this football game. So we'll see how that goes. And then penalties has been an issue for the Saints. They're second to last in the league in total yards, penalties at 65, and that's got to improve as well. And then Houston's 54. So, like, if I'm like, you know, like I'm giving a consultation to the Saints, I'm saying that where we really need to improve is we need to have less penalties. 31st at 32nd is not good. We need to be better in the red zone offensively. We need to be better on third down offensively as well. We're really struggling in the bottom half of the NFL team statistics in terms of red zone offense and third down offense. And the problem with that is if you don't do well red zone offense, you're kicking field goals, you're not scoring touchdowns. If you're not getting third downs, you're either having to kick a field goal or you're punting, and you're putting your defense back on the field, and you put the other team's offense on the field. So that is where the improvements need to be made. Really, when you think about it, it's Derek Carr has to play better. He's, like I said, 4 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. He had 2 touchdowns last week against New England, which doubled his total because he had only 2 going to the game. So he's played 4.5 games, and he's got 4 touchdowns in 5 games. So he's averaging less than a touchdown pass per game, which is not great as well. Kamara, you know, he was started late because he was suspended for the first 3 games. He's now got 33 carries for 131 yards, which is not that great, which is okay. It's not bad. You know, you're looking at, you know, like 4 yards a carry or so. It's not bad, but he's going to improve on those numbers. Olave's been fantastic. He just has not caught touchdown passes, which is an issue as well for him. But he's made some great catches, and the Saints have won games, excluding last week because New England was so bad, by Derek Carr making big plays when it counted. In the Carolina game, he made a big throw in the Tennessee game as well. So this is another one of those games, like I said before the season, that is such a toss-up, right? It could go either way. I mean, the Saints could, a lot of the Saints games, we were just talking to Gary Smith and even Aaron Wilson, who covers the Texans, about how many games the Saints are going to play this year that you're just not sure which way the game is going to go. And the spread's only 1.5. The Saints are only 1.5-point favorite in this game. So it's hard to predict. I mean, I would probably lean towards the Saints because I only have to give up 1.5. But they're on the road. They're playing an offense that is one of the better ones so far this year. And so, but before we go to the break, I want to, of course, thank all the great people here at Premier Nissan. Craig Collins here, Donald's here as well. And we're live here every Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. And we're talking Saints football, of course. And we love doing that as well. And I just got a little equipment thing I've got to do here. But anyway, so, and then, you know, they've got that beautiful red truck we've been talking about here in the showroom. And they're open every day, like I said, 9 to 9, excluding Sunday. So good stuff as well. And, you know, the Saints need a win. There's no question about that. And we'll see how that goes. But we have great sponsors as well. We talk about, you know, DA Exterminating with Jed Darensberg. We're talking about, of course, Premier Nissan as well. So we got a lot of great sponsors. And they all do such a wonderful job and support the show that's been going on for a, you know, this is our 12th year doing this show. So we want to thank all our great sponsors. And we, you know, we talk about Doctors Rehabilitation with Dr. Stephen Tremuda. We talk about Metropolitan Health Group with Bobby and Mike. And we talk about the Home Builders Association, Dan Mills, who's going to be back on with us next week. He was on a couple of weeks ago talking about all the great things they do. They got a golf tournament coming up. They did a fishing rodeo. They do their event at the for Oktoberfest as well. So all this great stuff going on. And you know, like we said, you can't do a show with all these great sponsors. So we're talking Saints football here. We're going to have one more segment here live at Premier Nissan with the Saints and the Texans. Like I said, the Saints are a 1.5-point favorite over the Texans. The Saints are 3-2. They're 2-1 on the road, and the Texans are 1-1 at home. And And then I think I agree with Aaron. I think it's going to be a low-scoring football game because despite the fact that Houston has been very good offensively, they're playing against one of the best, probably the best defense they've faced yet this season. And it's a rookie quarterback, and I think the Saints are going to bring a lot of pressure with Lattimore and of course, Cam Jordan, all those guys on the defensive line. So, and they're going to need, like I said, the Saints need to improve in terms of running the ball, taking some pressure off Derek Carr. He's got to throw the ball more downfield. Hopefully he's a little more healthy from his shoulder sprain just a couple of weeks ago. He's got his third game back here after that, so we'll see how that goes. And they just have to establish the run. Kamara's got a Kendra Miller looked pretty good, I thought, against New England. And they got to get the ball to Olave. And the tight ends as well. Juwan Johnson was injured in the game last week. He's questionable. I think he's supposed to play on Sunday. So we'll see how that goes. And like I said, we're here every Monday through every Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard here, where Metairie meets Canada, right off the I-10 exit at Veterans. And we're going to take our final break, and hopefully we're going to hear from the Treasury Secretary, John Schroeder, and get his thoughts. We have an election tomorrow. All the statewide races are up for election, and so it'll be just a beautiful weather, supposedly, over the weekend. The fall, the autumn wind's finally coming in, so it should be exciting. A lot of great things. The Crescent City Blues and Barbecue Festivals this weekend. Got LSU playing Auburn tomorrow night at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. They got the Saints on the road against Houston on Sunday. A lot of great things going on. So we're going to take our last break. We're live here at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, talking Saints football, Saints Texans Sunday afternoon in Houston at Reliant Stadium. So we'll be back with more of the NRG Stadium. We'll be back live talking Saints football right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
As a financial planner for New York Life, Amanda Saldana helps her clients with a variety of products to meet their insurance and financial needs, including college funding, retirement, managing costs, and lifetime income strategies. Please feel free to contact Amanda to fully realize your financial potential. They have two locations in the Entergy Building in New Orleans on Loyola and on the North Shore in Mandeville. Amanda can be reached at 985-662-2656 or at asaldana01 at ft.newyorklife.com.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Premier Nissan final segment of the show. We'll be back on Monday to break down the Saints game against the Houston Texans. But my next guest is the Treasury Secretary of the state of Louisiana, candidate for the governor of the state of Louisiana in the elections tomorrow, John Schroeder. So, John, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mitch, thanks, man. Try to bring this thing home.
I know, and I've been I'm rooting for you as well. We were on this morning talking about what a great job you've done. I appreciate you coming by the dealership about a month or so ago. So how's it looking? I mean, you have a beautiful weekend of weather, so nobody has excuse not to vote. There's been a lot of early voting. So how's it looking to you right now?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, we're just – I have about two dozen people out. We're at the corner of well, under the bridge on Causeway at Metairie Road at Gennaro's, waving signs and – you know, a lot of people honking and waving, and, you know, we'll see. This is one of those things you just never know. You never know who's going to show up and vote, how many are going to show up and vote. You know, it really comes down to whose base gets out there. And, I tell people this. I'm from Jefferson Parish, born and raised in Metro New Orleans. So hopefully all our friends, I've been around here for 62 years, get out and support the candidate from Metro New Orleans.
Yeah, and that's important, too. I mean, I've always said that for all those years, it's better to have a governor who's local to the – because we get some of these guys from the rural parts of the state, and New Orleans ain't that big of a deal. But so it's great you're there. Tell us what your day is going to be like tomorrow, because I know it's going to be a long, long day. So tell us, like, when you get up early in the morning and what you're going to be doing tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna hit Baton Rouge first thing in the morning at breakfast, do a couple things early. And then I'm going to come back to St. Candy Parish. And I'm just going to go back and forth between St. Tammany and Jefferson, you know, hanging out with the volunteers. Man, I'm so blessed and thankful for family and friends who really engaged in the campaign early. And so I'm going to go hang out with them, show them my appreciation for their, you know, for their efforts. Because it's not fun getting out there and waving signs and things like that. But you know, you can't run a campaign like this without people like that. So we'll have the Baton Rouge first thing in the morning, then come back to Jefferson, end my day in St. Candy Parish.
Yeah, I mean, I know they've got like the barbecue and blues festival downtown New Orleans. You got an LSU football game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. In Baton Rouge at Tiger Stadium against Auburn. So there's a lot of different activities going on around the state. Do you try to hit those kind of things, or are you just saying, I'm just going to go as to cover as many places as I can tomorrow in Baton Rouge and then back into the metropolitan New Orleans area?
Well, we've done that yesterday and today. I mean, by tomorrow, people are pretty much locked in. You know, Southeastern's homecoming game is tomorrow with all their festivities. So, you know, we'll stop in Hammond. But, I mean, by tomorrow, it's pretty much a done deal. We will have a big texting program that continues to text people during the day, reminding our supporters to go out and vote. But other than that, I mean, you really, at this point in the game, I'm just thanking the people who have been helping the campaign, and I'm not going to Baton Rouge for the football game, but, I think once people hit that campus at LSU, they're not going to be going to be voting.
Yeah, they're going to be partying probably for that game. But
yeah.
I know you've done everything. I know I've seen you all over the place, and you came and sat with me here at Premier Nissan, and you're always welcome to come back. And hopefully you're in the runoff, and that would be great as well. And then you could come back and talk about the the runoff strategy. But
yeah.
So you feel like you've done everything, right? You feel like you've covered all, crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, and you've given it your best shot, right?
Well, that's all you can do, you know, and being a former athlete and being in the military and former law enforcement veteran, I mean, all you can do is give it your best shot and see. I mean, when we got in this race back in February, you know, people were already in a race, had a big jump, but You know, Mitch, I tell people I bring something different to the table, especially for Metro New Orleans. And you said this earlier, and it's very true. If all things are equal, you need to support the guy from your backyard, because there are things that are going to benefit the region from wherever the governor's from. It's just natural. But aside from all that, I don't think people realize how big the animosity is in Baton Rouge towards the city of New Orleans. And it's no longer just the city, it's Metro New Orleans. So we need a governor who understands what Metro New Orleans means to the entire state of Louisiana, who has the ability to explain that to the legislature as well, because this state goes as New Orleans goes. And you don't leave this state or this country and people ask you, hey, where's that accent from? You can't tell them you're from Baton Rouge or Covington or Metairie. But when you say New Orleans, they know where New Orleans is. So this state and the reputation of this state goes as the city goes. We need a governor who can work with the mayor, work with the council, work with the police and law enforcement, you know, to improve outcomes. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, there's so much economic activity in New Orleans. Despite all the criticism we get, we still have all the, you know, being in the sports business like I am, and I go to a lot of these events, whether it's a Sugar Bowl or we're having a Super Bowl next year, you know, the Saints, the Pelicans, Tulane as well. All these things happen in New Orleans, and then, of course, LSU and Baton Rouge, and the money that is driven by that. Mardi Gras, for an example, as well. We've got all these Halloween events coming up this month, and you get tons of people to come to, like, Crew of Boo and things like that as well. So the economic engine of this state is in New Orleans, and people need to understand that, and I agree with you completely. I try to explain that to them, that we need a guy like you who's local and is going to be pro-New Orleans, because if New Orleans doesn't do well, the state's not going to do well.
No, and look, there's no question. People do get tied up in some of the politics, but I tell people, look, you have to be a leader. And a leader is somebody who people are willing to follow, no matter what part of the state they're from. So I have a reputation of that. You know, I've run a pretty good department in Treasury, and you can get online tonight and read all you want. You're not going to find a negative article on the Department of Treasury since I've been treasurer in the last 6 years. My staff has done a great job. We've done a good job. And I can do that for the whole state. I've proven that. So, you know, if you want government, and I'd say this a lot, Mitch, if you believe government should run like a business, I'm the only business guy in the race. You got three lawyers, two engineers, and me, the business guy, you know. So I've proven to myself that government can operate like a business, can operate efficiently, and that's why I got in this race. But you have to go to work every day, and you can't want to play politics versus going to work and doing the job and taking care of the things that need to be done. That's my interest. My interest isn't politics, and you've known me for a while. That's just not my gig. But if you want somebody who can go solve problems and fix issues, then that's what I do best. You know, and that's really where my interest is. These are complicated issues, complicated finance issues, and I'm the best one. I have the most experience that can fix it. So I'm hoping the citizens, especially in Metro New Orleans, understand that and go to the polls tomorrow and pull the lever for number 13, John Schroeder.
This is Friday the 13th, it's the 13th, but tomorrow is the 14th. But hey, John, I'm going to let you get back to the campaign. Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate you. You're always welcome to come on the show. Really appreciate you coming on like a mother so go. But good luck tomorrow. I'm pulling for you, praying for you. So good luck, and hopefully we're going to be talking about you in the runoff next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mitch. Take care.
Thank you, man. That was John Schroeder, great guy. People, everybody should vote for this guy. I know I don't talk politics very often on the show. We talk sports, but it is so important to the state of Louisiana that we have a good governor, and there's clearly, this is the guy who's the choice. He came here and sat with us, and all the guys at Premier Nissan love John Schroeder. He's a great guy. I was talking to everybody and did a wonderful job, so praying for him tomorrow. Hey, we're done for the show. Saints, Texans tomorrow, Sunday afternoon. We're going to be back here Monday to recap that at 5 o'clock. And then tomorrow we'll be at the Silver Slipper, 9 to 11, talk LSU and Auburn. So everybody have a great weekend. We're supposed to have beautiful weather this weekend. So enjoy the weekend. Go out and vote for John Schroeder. And go Saints, Tigers, and, of course, the Wave tonight. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Before you pay that other pest control company, they are, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA, New Orleans Metro Area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
As a financial planner for New York Life, Amanda Saldana helps her clients with a variety of products to meet their insurance and financial needs, including college funding, retirement, managing costs, and lifetime income strategies. Please feel free to contact Amanda to fully realize your financial potential. They have two locations in the Entergy Building in New Orleans on Loyola and on the North Shore in Mandeville. Amanda can be reached at 985-662-2656 or at asaldana01@ft.newyorklife.com.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, tune-in radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hamas is encouraging residents in northern Gaza to disregard Israeli instructions to evacuate the area. With more than 300,000 Israeli troops amassed near the border, there is growing speculation of an impending ground assault. Small Israeli ground units have already entered Gaza. A journalist from Reuters lost his life during rocket fire on the Lebanon-Israel border today. Amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, the U.S. is actively addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. President Biden, speaking in Philadelphia, had this to say about Hamas.
These guys make they make Al-Qaeda look pure. They're pure evil.
He stated that his administration is collaborating with Arab nations to increase aid to Gaza. Concurrently, Israeli forces are reportedly conducting hostage searches within Gaza ahead of an anticipated ground assault. As of now, there have been no reports of violence in the U.S. following a call for a global day of jihad by a former Hamas leader. Authorities in New York said that they are still making arrangements for pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Meanwhile, in France and Germany, gatherings and protests in support of Palestine have been banned. Healthcare professionals nationwide are expressing optimism about the tentative accord reached with Kaiser Permanente. Caroline Lucas, the executive director of the Coalition of Unions, hails this agreement as a milestone.
I just want to say that every single one of our frontline healthcare workers who were here negotiating shared stories from the depths of their heart about how for them, providing healthcare to patients was a calling and that their advocacy for safe staffing was a moral imperative.
Union members will now vote on whether to approve that pending contract. Americans owe a record-breaking $688 billion in unpaid taxes from their 2021 returns, according to the IRS. To prevent a recurrence, the IRS plans to increase audits and enforcement measures. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Healthcare premiums will rise next year for the nearly 66 million Americans enrolled in the government's Medicare program. The standard monthly cost of Medicare Part B will increase 6% from $164.90 to $174.70 in 2024. The annual deductible for Medicare Part B beneficiaries will rise from $226 to $240 next year. Rising concerns among investors are driving global energy prices up. According to CNN, the primary factor behind the surge in oil and gas prices is the conflict in Israel and the apprehension that it might spread across the broader region renowned for its oil production. An expert noted that despite the record levels of U.S. oil production, there could still be a significant disruption to supplies in the near future. Did you know you're actually safer today, despite its ominous date?
Today is Friday the 13th. If you find yourself feeling a little extra anxiety,
some cloud cover, a dry night ahead, 50s to low to mid 60s start of the morning, headed to a sunny afternoon with a high tomorrow about low 80s. For the morning Saturday, a comfortable start of 60s mostly, some 50s, followed by sunshine, and through the day, a weak front will push on through strong enough to restore some really pleasant, comfortable, low humidity conditions Sunday on into early next week. Saturday, low to mid 80s. Sunday afternoon, sunshine with a high going only to low 70s.
Are you looking for the best deals on firearms, bows, hunting equipment, ammo, and more? Look no further than the Bowie Outfitters Surplus Inventory Reduction Auction. With over 7,500 lots of items up for grabs, you'll be sure to find exactly what you're looking for. Go to hendersonauctions.com. This huge public auction starts closing October 16th through October 21st, so don't miss your chance to get a